on the recorder. I record my classes, so I should tell the recorder also. Logging in here should be tabled in CIS. Okay, I'll record my classes, so just know that you are being recorded, and the recording will be put up on the web tonight, so it is publicly available. Okay, I'm Priscilla Grossa. This is CIS 120. And my website is www.pgrossa.net. Okay, so if you log in, you need to go to www.pgrossa.net. I do not use e-learning, whatever system they have. I predated it, and it's just easier to do it this way. So my website is up there at pgrossa.net. I also am a strong believer in open source and open access, and so I didn't want passwords. People go back and look at my site and look at the new things and new languages, etc. And so I like to keep it available. And so that's the other reason that I use e-learning, is I don't want passwords. Okay, so once you get to pgrossa.net, you want to go to CIS 12017. And the 17 is the old number of the course, and there are still some handouts that have 17 on them, so that's why I keep it. So you want to go to 12017. Okay, so this is the website, and this is the material that you're going to be using on a regular basis. Up here at the top, the first thing I want to look at is the syllabus, and talk about a few key things in the syllabus. So if you click on syllabus, the first thing I want to mention is the text. Okay? The text is optional. You can buy it or not buy it. Do I recommend that you buy it? Yeah. It's got a lot of good material in it, but it's your choice. Because all that material is also available out on the web. And I will point you to articles on the web that cover and supplement what would have been covered in the book. The book is very nicely available at Amazon.com. And you know how they have the look and see what's inside? Well, chapter one, which I happen to think is the most important chapter in the book, is the chapter that they take you to on Amazon.com. So, in fact, you can read chapter one in the book if you just go to Amazon.com and look at what's inside. You can see a lot of the material, the vocabulary kind of things that I think are important, and they are available readily that way. So, would I say it's a good idea to buy the book? Yeah. Do we follow it very much? No. It provides supplementary information. In fact, I don't stick to the book much at all. I just work with it as a supplement. Okay. The other thing that we have down here is requirements and grading. Okay. 80% of the course is homework, programs, codes, and quizzes. So the work that you do on a daily basis is 80% of your grade. Okay? I give mountains of homework. I'm terrible. Live with it. Okay? I give a lot of homework. And in fact, I will tell you right now that 1/3 to 1/2 of you will not pass this course. And the reason you won't pass it is you don't do the homework. It's not that it's that hard, it's that you don't do the homework. And if you don't do the homework, you've lost 80% of your grade, so that's a real easy calculation to make. So it's important to do the homework. Now, what happens with the homework is I don't grade the homework until it's pretty much late. And the reason for that is you're in the computer field. You're taking a programming introduction course. If a program doesn't work, it's pretty worthless. You know, if you have an error in your payroll program that says add overtime hours and regular multiply regular hours times pay per hour, and you code it as add them together, you're not going to get the right answer. People aren't going to get the right paycheck. It's bad. So you have to be accurate. So if you pass in a program or work that's not well done, I'm going to make comments on it, send it back to you, and ask you to fix and resubmit. And eventually, you and I may go back to it three times before it's done. But I want you to understand it. The goal of the course is for you to understand the material. And if you can't do the material right, then you don't completely understand it. And it's important that you understand this stuff. We're laying a foundation here for a whole lot of other courses. So I will send it back to you. I will make comments. I will ask you to fix and resubmit. I try to get everything back within a week. Sometimes you get lucky and it gets back earlier. Occasionally, I don't. I have 150 students, and sometimes it gets hard to keep up. So if I fall behind, I will eventually catch up. If you fall behind, you will eventually catch up, I hope. If not, that's where we get into problems. I accept late homework. I accept it very late. Okay? But the second thing down here is 10% of your grade is being responsible. So if you're chronically late all the time, you're going to lose points there. Okay, that's the place where I'm going to get you. I'm still going to grade the program, the work that you do, but I will be taking off points on your being responsible. Okay, and if you continually pass in lousy work and have to do it over multiple times because you didn't work at it as opposed to not understanding, you lose points there. So the 10% is basically where it says pass in the work on time, pass in a good quality work, etc. Questions are different from just whipping something out in 10 minutes, okay? Final is 10% of your grade. The final is a week-long project. I give you a week to do it, like everything in this class, because this is a student option class. So student option means you can be in class or you can do it online. The only one that's required to be here is me. So student option means that all tests and quizzes and the final are taken online. Okay, so you have a week to do the final. If you know everything and don't look anything up, you probably can finish it in 2 hours. But for most finals, you have to study. I'm giving you a open note, open book, week-long final. So I take your study time. And the final is going to take more than 2 hours. Okay, so it's unless you, as I said, know absolutely everything and never have to check anything. Questions? Okay. This, again, is a student option class, which means you can come or not come. It's your choice. You can come to class sometimes. You can come to class all the time. You can come to class never. You can mix and match as much as you want to. So if you know a topic and say, I'm not going that day, that's fine. If you think you need help on a topic, you can come. I honestly believe it's a lot easier to come to class because then you can ask questions. Somehow people that come to class tend to get homework in more on time. So you can come to class, and I think that's the better approach. I think it's the easier approach. But the flexibility is there. If you can't come to class or you can't come to class often, you can do it online. Let's see. The withdrawal policy. The rules changed a few years ago, as of fall 2017, so 2 years ago. up until then, if somebody didn't do well, at the end of the semester, I'd give them the choice between a W and F. I can't do that any longer. I can withdraw you in the first 2 or 3 weeks of class if you don't exist. But after that, in my class. But after that, I can't withdraw you. You can withdraw yourself at about the two-thirds mark, up to about the two-thirds mark. So if you see the handwriting on the wall, you're not keeping up with the work at all, then you can withdraw yourself. But if you don't withdraw yourself, then I have no option but to give you an F. Okay? That's not an option anymore. So if you hadn't done the work, you're going to get the F. So I just want you to keep that in mind, that you are responsible for withdrawing yourself if you feel like you're going to flunk. And at the two-thirds, it's about two-thirds of the way in. Okay? You ought to know by then. Okay? As I said, I accept late work. I accept work that has been fixed and resubmitted. You can only get an A+. If you did it right the first time, but every other grade I'll give you if you do the work. I'll give A- on work that has been fixed and resubmitted, and that's fine. I just don't give an A+ on anything that isn't done correctly the first time. Okay. Questions? Okay. These first four things under site resources are things to help you with the material. For example, today we're going to look at HTML, and I actually copied the pages over here, but on the whole, usually they're under examples. So if you go look under examples, that same list is under examples. Okay, so there are examples, and there's the same list. So the list is under examples. It's also on my page because I copied it there because it was the first day, the first week. I won't do that on the whole. My suggestion is, there's a lot of material out here. My suggestion is you only spend time on the material that is being covered currently. So go and find the stuff that I do on HTML. But don't get involved in Visual Basic right now. Don't get involved in some other things right now. Okay, stay with the topic is the more successful way of doing it. So, notes and handouts, examples, programs, presentations all have material that can help. Smartboard presentations are me taking pictures of the screen. Okay? And I've been taking pictures of the screen. I will take this home and I will upload the pictures of the screen so that you can kind of follow along with what I'm doing. Okay? I'm also, as I told you, recording this. And so the audio is under there. Okay? So there's the Smartboard presentations, there's the audio. And you can open them both together and work with them. So if you look at this, for example, there are the Smartboard presentations. And I put the topic and I put the date so that you can follow through and read them. Okay, and you have the Smartboard presentations and you have the audio. Now, sometimes people do them together. I do them separately after talking with a couple of classes. And the reason I do them separately is that when people are doing the homework, they frequently want to look at the Smartboard notes because I put the examples in the Smartboard notes. So they want to look at that, but they were in class. They don't want to hear the audio necessarily. They just want to look at the notes. So that's why I do them separately. If you weren't in class, I would listen to the audio and look at the notes. But if you just need to remember something I went over in class in order to do the homework, you can just look at the notes. Okay? So that's why I keep them separate. It takes a little bit of getting used to figure out when to move on to the next one. But if you move on too early, you can go back. And so you can get used to kind of how it works. Okay? So those are the Smartboard presentations and the audio. down under assignment summary, I put the assignments for the week. I don't put any details at all. That's just to kind of double check that you've done them. And that should have said September 2nd, but anyway. So the survey I want you to do, and an HTML page to introduce yourself I want you to do this week. We really will start covering HTML now, but I wouldn't do that assignment until after our Thursday's class. Assignments, remember, are due the Thursday after they're given. So anything I assign this week is due next Thursday. Anything I assign next week is due the following Thursday. So you have a week to do it. Now, I put up the page usually Sunday, sometimes Monday, so it's there before the class. But I haven't necessarily put up everything. I may not put up an assignment that I want to cover the material before you look at it. So I may not put it up until later, or I may decide to put up something different. So you should always check more the page, not just on Monday or Tuesday, but till the end of the week, and make sure I haven't changed anything. Okay. The most important thing is over here on the right, and that's the week. That's where I tell you what I want you to read, I tell you what I want you to do, I give you comments about your schedule, for example, and all of that. And I sent out a copy of that information about the schedule to everybody in this class. Okay? But essentially, I put up the information that I think you need to know. I put up things like we're going to be starting HTML. W3 Schools is a great resource for doing HTML. So I've put that up there to give you some help there. We incorporate CSS, the College Success Strategies course, in this course. So if you take this course, you do not need to take the CSS course. Okay, it's incorporated here. And the way we incorporate it is we kind of use it in a practical way. So, for example, one of the things that they want you to know in CSS is the college resources, what kind of resources the college has. And the way I handle that is to, when we get to making a database, I have you make a database of college resources. Okay, so we get into it in that way. So anyway, it is incorporated here. You do not have to take the college success strategies as a separate course. At the bottom of the week, I put in the assignments. And again, I may not put them all there at the beginning. I may add them as the week goes on. But under the word assignments, you'll see the assignments. And this one, when I said the assignment summary, it just said to do a web page. If you click on this, it gives you the details about the web page that I want you to do. So you just click there and you get the details. Okay. So those are the assignments. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should be talking about there. Somehow after delivering this lecture, this same type of comments, this is the third time today. I kind of wonder what I'm not remembering. Okay, questions? Yes.
What's the email for
you want to use? p.brosser@rcn.com. Send me an email letting me know you've taken it. That's the survey right there. So I want you to take the survey, and I want you, I'm not interested in the results. I'm interested in you having thought through and done it. So I just want you to send me and tell me that you took the survey, because we're going to be discussing soft skills, another CSS thing, at some point during the course. And so I want you to take that survey. Questions? Some of you have already sent the survey. So go and take that. Just send me an email telling me you've taken it. You have to get in touch with me once a week. Okay? This is a student option class, meaning I don't take attendance always. I actually am going to take attendance today. Start it. Just put your name on and pass it along. I don't take attendance all the time. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Attendance doesn't count for anything. Sometimes I take it out of curiosity. Okay, but I need to hear from you once a week to know that you're still in the class. So if you pass in an assignment, that's fine. I've heard from you. But I need to get an email from you once a week. Okay, to tell me that you're still involved, that you're still in the class, that you're still here. So I need that email. So that's a requirement of the course, is to email me once a week. Okay. Anybody got any other questions? There really should be. There really, really, really should be. Come on, think of something. I can't be that clear, especially the third time I said it. Okay, first time I'm pretty good, second time a little worse. By the time you get to third time, you really should have questions. Okay, I can't talk you into questions, huh? Yes. You can download it for free.
Okay.
And you can also use our labs. So you have two options. Okay. The software we use in this class is all downloadable for free. Yeah.
Would it be what software are we using?
We'll look at Access and Visual Basic. We'll do a lot with HTML, but that's freely available. Those are the only two, really. Questions?
Yeah. Is this class is early in the morning also?
Pardon me?
This class you have early in the morning
today? I have it at 11.
11 is the first one?
Yes, 11 is the first one. I have a different class at 9:30.
No, the same one.
But this one is the same.
Thursdays.
This one is Tuesday, Thursday at 12:30. I have a version of it Tuesday and Thursday at 11. Okay? The reason I said I've been through this three times is I basically deliver the same speech to all three, my Oracle class also, which came first. Questions more? Okay. Then we are going to start looking at HTML. Okay. How many of you know HTML? You're a lone person here. we'll put you to work helping afterward. Okay. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language, and it's the way you write a web page. And so that's going to be the first thing that we look at, is producing a web page. And your first assignment is going to be creating a web page that introduces yourself to me. I wouldn't start that page, that assignment, unless you know HTML until after Thursday, because there are things I will get to on Thursday that you really need to know. So I really would leave that assignment till after Thursday. You still have a week to do it because it's not due till the following Thursday. Okay, so I'm going to go to html5intro.html. Okay, and that has brought up a very simple web page with one line on it. Okay. I use Firefox. And I use Firefox for a variety of reasons. The main reason is that if I right-click on this icon, it says menu bar. And when I do that, I can bring up that menu bar up there at the top. And I happen to like menu bars. When I need to open something or save something, I like menu bars. So I use Firefox. You can use anything you want as long as you know how to use it and remember all the commands to do it. In my humble opinion, Chrome, which everybody likes, was not made for developers. It was made for people that want to hang out on the web, but not for developers. Because I have to remember too many things. I like the menu bar. So, I need to take a picture of this and save it. And here is my smart board. And I'm going to insert and save it there so that when I bring this up at home, I can show it. Okay, so this is an introduction to HTML. I'm going to right-click and pick View Page Source. That's what it says in Firefox. If you have something else, it may say it's slightly different. It may say Page Source or whatever, but it will certainly tell you that it's going into the Page Source. So I'm going to say View Page Source. Again, I'm going to save that. So, once I click on View Page Source, this code comes up. And I'm going to take that code and copy it and put it in Notepad. So that it is bigger. And I can also look at it easily together. And I can actually make this a little bit bigger so you can see it better. Okay, so this is the code that generated that page that has one line on it. This is HTML. So I'm putting up here this first line, which says explanation doc type HTML. That tells HTML that I want to use the current version, which is version 5. If I don't put there, different browsers will use different defaults, but I won't get the latest version necessarily. So I'm putting that there to get me HTML5, which is the latest version. Then the next tag I'm putting in HTML, and notice it's surrounded by less than and greater than signs. And that tells the browser that we are now in HTML. So HTML has two parts, the head and the body. So notice here's head. And when I close the head, notice the slash in front of it? That's because I'm closing the head. And here's the body. And I open it, and when I close it, I've got the slash in front of it. So it's closed inside the less than and greater things, making it a tag. And I have a slash there when I'm closing it. So the head is about the page. The body is showing the content. Okay, So the head is about the page. So I've got here inside the head only one thing, which is title, introduction, and then I close title. And you will see there's a title up there in the very top. So that's what the title got me. I could have written that title line on three lines. Title, tag, introduction on the next line, close title on the next line. Or I can write it all on one line. It doesn't care. I could also have taken the whole head and written head, and on the same line put the title line, and then put the close head, and that would have worked. It doesn't care. So your breaking it up is being done for people, not for the machine. Okay, I find this more readable than as if I had it all in one great big long whatever. And so you're doing that for people, really. Okay, so inside the head, I simply had the title, and we'll add more things inside the head as we go along. Inside the body, I have just one thing, and it's a paragraph. P stands for paragraph. And it writes that paragraph and says this is an introduction to HTML. And paragraphs have a blank line after them. Not that we can tell that because it's just one line. But paragraphs do have a blank line after them. There is something that is comparable to a paragraph, which is a division. And it's written as DIV. And that does not have a blank line after it. So if you don't like the blank line after a paragraph, you can use division, which is written as DIV. Okay? So I put the tags inside the body to tell it how I want it to look. And a paragraph is just that. It's a paragraph of text. In this one, it's a very small line. But if I had a lot of text, it would wrap and make a regular paragraph. As it wraps, it wraps to the size of the screen. So if I made the screen very small, it would wrap sooner. It wraps to fit the size of the screen and expands and contracts as the screen size changes. So here's my paragraph, then I close my paragraph, then I close the body, then I close the HTML. And that gives me a very basic first page. Now, I've written my page, we'll say. I actually copied it, but let's say I wrote it. And now I want to save it. So I'm going to do File, Save As, and I'm going to call this first12.html, because this is a 1230 class. And I'm changing this to all files. Okay. So I'm going to save it as first12.html. And so I go ahead and I save it. And it's been saved. Okay. Now when I want to open it, because I've got my menu up here, I can just do a File, Open, go to the drive where I stored it. I didn't spell first right. I called it FIST12, okay? And open FIST12, and there it is. So there's my page. So I go over, and I just open the page, and it's coming up, and it's telling you that it was on the E drive and so forth. Okay? So I save it. And then I can go to the browser and open it as long as I know the place I saved it. And there's the code that goes with it. Okay? So that's how I can save it and how I can open it. Now my recommendation is that you bring a flash drive to class so that you have something to save things on that you can then open at home. You can also use the N drive. The N drive is your drive. Okay, they've set up an area on the N drive for every student. So you can save it on the N drive. The problem is the N drive is not accessible at home. or outside. It's accessible in our labs. So you can save things on the end drive, but I think it's a lot better to bring a flash drive with you and just save things on the flash drive. So that's how you create and you save. Okay, so the second one, bring up the second one, please. And again, I'm copying it and putting in Notepad. But that certainly is not a step that you need to do. Okay, so now I'm adding a little bit more to the page.
The head is the same. I haven't touched the head. But in the body, I said, here's a paragraph. This is an introduction to HTML. And then I have BR twice.
BR stands for break. It's like hitting the enter key when you're writing something in Word. Okay? It stands for break. So BR means break, break.
And you can see that it did that. It wrote, this is an introduction, and then it did a break and a second break before it wrote. And so you've got a blank line in between. Okay? But it did a break and then another break. And then it wrote out, now I'm going to make an ordered list followed by an unordered list and close the paragraph. Okay? So now I want to do what I said I was going to do. I want to make an ordered list and I want to make an unordered list. So my tag to make an ordered list is OL for ordered list. Okay? Inside the list, I want to list some things. And notice that in an ordered list, I get 1, 2, 3 as my list. Okay? So I have an ordered list, and then the things I want to list are in LI, which stands for list item or line item. Okay? It's an item in the list. So I put an LI, then I type something in, and then I do a close LI. Then I put the second item that I want, and close the LI. LI, the third item, close the LI. I'm all done, so I close the OL. Then I just wrote a line. Now, in the real world, people do this all the time, but if you are trying to get a job, you probably should make that a paragraph or a division. Because the professionals don't like to see a line that doesn't enclosed in tags. Okay? But it works just fine. The web pages are made so a professional can do one way, can do a really good job, and then people that want to put up a page about their dog can also put up a very, with lots of mistakes, and the browsers are incredibly forgiving. And so they'll probably get the page about their dog just fine. Okay, then I move on to UL. And UL stands for unordered list. And unordered list, I also put 3 things in. Now I'm getting a little circle icon. And that's because I made it an unordered list. So I have a lauded list and I have an unordered list. And each one of them has the LIs in them. Each one has a close LI, and when I'm done with the unordered list, I close that with a close UL. Then I close the body, then I close the HTML. Okay, and again, the close is simply putting the slash in front of the word that's in the tag. Okay, so now what I want you to do is do this. I want you to do a page like this. Make a list of your courses, make a list of whatever you want to make a list of, make a list of your friends, make a list of your enemies, whatever you want to make a list of, make a couple of lists and make a page that will work. Okay? Joe is our student instructor that goes with this course. he's going to be available to help you. He and I both will be available to help you. And so we're asking questions. He and I are working on a schedule later this afternoon that we'll post about hours that he's available to help. Because we set up a bunch of help labs, and he's available to run the help labs. So if you have questions about doing this, ask, put up your hand, Joe or I will come around. For the rest of you, please get going and make a page. Okay? And then when you get the page made, we want to save it and put it up on the web and see if it works. So start writing the page. You can look at mine, but please don't do a little copy and pasting. I actually want you to write one. Write it. So go in the notepad and start. If notepad is notepad on yours, so you have to go and search for it. Because I don't think it's on mine. I think I had to search. I mean, I did search, but I think I had to.
You shouldn't search
for it. Huh?
You didn't search for it.
Right.
Is the word document type case sensitive, or it just looks nice? Would it work if it's small letters?
Yeah, I think it does.
Just curiosity.
Just, And luckily, unfortunately, I've not been that curious, because it's, you know, one of those copy and paste lines. Yeah. So, I don't honestly know, but I try.
Don't
I think it will be.
It looks like talking like easy to work.
Yeah, I think. And you haven't done doc typing from the wall against letters?
I haven't, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, and it just talk about being uncreative and unimaginative. I haven't tried it. I get bored, he gets bored, so please ask questions. Anything you want to do. You can do something very much like mine. Mine wasn't very creative. First item in the list isn't very creative. So, you know, you can put in here lists of the courses you're taking, list of friends, list of family, list of the books you read this summer, whatever. That tells it that you are using the current version of HTML, which is HTML5.
So,
it would work without that, but it's just better to put it in.
So I just leave document type HTML?
Yes, just like I have it. This beginning part is going to be just the same as I have, except you might want to put another title in. You can change it, the title. But other than that, it's going to be the same as mine. Did everybody get the attendance sheet, and did I get it back?
It's right here.
Okay. Did this group get the attendance sheet at all? Okay. All right.
Can we get it?
Oh, did anybody not get the attendance sheet? Oh, this is okay. Okay. It must have somehow crossed over to that side. Ugh. Okay. So today you're going to make your first web page. Except for one of you.
They did it. I think you want to come up this row. So, yeah. I think it zigzagged around a little. Oh, that's fine. You just passed it there instead of there. That's fine.
Pass it with him.
Yeah, that's fine. Then you do the close of the head, and then you do the body. No, not yet. You're going to just put the close of the head, which is here, and then start the body. And then you can put a paragraph in or not. Okay, you're not passing this in.
Thank you.
No, I don't get it. Okay, who's pen? Who lost a pen? I gained a lot of pens this way. Who lost the pen? Going, mine. Did everybody sign the attendance sheet? That's the next question I should ask. Okay.
It's perfectly good pen.
So just put anything in. But try putting in the paragraph. Try using the BR. Try making a list. But it doesn't have to be just like mine, but it should be a lot like mine. Yeah, so these try those up. Audit list. That means going 1, 2, 3. And unaudited list means putting a little dot in front of it. Putting that icon in front of it. And you can put other icons there instead. Yeah. Anything you want, but it should have a dot each HTML instead. Okay, then I just look the dot each HTML. You're in the other part.
Yes.
So just find the HTML and save it as that. That's what I said. The professionals would prefer to have it in the paragraph, but it works without.
Oh, it just happens to be the word.
Right.
But if I put like P,
then that would be better. That's better.
Okay.
Either
or.
Yep.
Or
well,
could we close it? Right.
No. You go ahead.
Could we close it all the way here? Keep it open from here to here, or it
no? I wouldn't put the list inside the paragraph.
So it's better to divide them all.
It's better to make them unique. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
I can't hear, so I mean, I don't know when to stop talking, but now, do you want it to say these same things?
No. Okay. So, yeah, say anything you want.
Okay. And do you want it two different lists?
Yes, I'd like one on a list and one on a list.
Okay.
You're not passing this in to me. This is not one of the homework assignments. This is just a try it, so it can be anything you want to make it. Anybody have a question?
I actually do, yeah.
Okay, good.
So,
you're done and bored, I'm going to look at the fourth example next. I'm going to skip the third example and then look at the fourth example and fix it in. Again, remember you save it with a .html extension, and once you've saved it, you can then open it in the browser. And the reason I like Firefox is I get the menu, which makes that easy. Yeah.
Can you show me how to save it?
Yeah. Okay, so do a file, save as, and pick where you want it to go, not on the C drive. You should go on the N drive. And then write a name, .html, any name you want to call it. Change that to all the files, and then save. Okay, so it's now been saved on the end drive. So now you can go to the browser, and you can just open it from the end drive. Okay? Okay, are people getting it up on the web? Yes, or maybe? Help the person next to you if they're not, or have one of us help you. Right now, you've just got it saved on your end drive. I haven't touched how to get it out of the web. That's next week. Best not to give embedded spaces and names. I didn't forget, remember that.
Oh.
So it's best not to. Yep, .html. and change that to say all files. And then save it. And now it's been saved. And then you can open it. You have to open it in the browser to see the output.
Okay.
How do you do it?
Open it in your browser. So go to a browser, so you're at one.
I'm ready to save it.
Okay, do a file, open.
That's the old one.
Oh, you can't. What have you got? Is this Chrome or is this,
this is mine.
Firefox or what is it?
Whatever
Firefox.
You want to name it.
Then come over here.
Pretty much anything.
And say, no, right click, I'm sorry.
Remember?
And say
yes.
Menu. Okay, so now you've got it. So say file open.
Okay.
File, open file, that's right. And now go to your end drive. And there it is. So double click on it.
Okay.
And then here we just need to open
no,
it.
You have to click on it.
So if you want to right click.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Here it is. There it is.
Ta
da!
There
it is.
Oh.
Now you put a few LIs in that didn't have
yeah,
anything.
Right. I thought I did.
But you can go back and look and see what
Firefox
you did.
Or?
No, I didn't go in Firefox.
Firefox is going to be.
Okay, so you didn't close those LIs, so that's why you got confused. You know how you didn't put the close on those?
No.
You didn't put the close on those.
See the three lines.
And down here you didn't put the close on any.
Menu bar. And that just opens up this here.
What is that menu bar?
You go to your Firefox, come back down. Click on that. Right click, I'm sorry.
Why did it crash?
Yeah, who knows?
Should I sign in?
No.
Okay.
Well, now you're doing saving, not already opening.
Yeah.
Okay. Just okay. Say no. Just do a refresh up here. Ding. That does a refresh, and you're all set. Okay. I want to look at one more thing. If you're having problems, I'm going to be here after this class for probably about an hour, and I will go over anything you want.
Interesting. So when you open the file, it executes it? Oh.
So Firefox is the easiest.
The two dots. Did I not
save
do
it?
That's a one-word list.
One comment that I'm going to make, and I should have made it before you saved, is in the future, when you save things, don't put embedded spaces in the file name. I will curse Microsoft forever for allowing those spaces, because in most programming languages, they don't allow them. And so it's just a really bad habit to get into. If you open a professional web page, there are no embedded spaces in the name of the page. You know, they use some other kind of thing to get it, but they're not going to use embedded spaces. So when you name a file, you should not use embedded spaces. Okay? You should just use an underscore or use something else, but don't use embedded spaces. Okay, I want to quickly go over the third thing and have you add that. And as I said, if you are having problems with some of this, I suggest you either stay for Helper 2 or you can just play with it at home. But try to make sure that you kind of get a little understanding of HTML. I'm looking at the fourth one. CSS list. Since we don't have much time, I'm skipping the third one and I'm going to the fourth one. So the fourth one is CSS list. So when you click on that, you notice the difference is I've now got color. Okay? And that's because I'm using CSS. So, if I do a view source on this page, and I'm going to select all and put it in Notepad.
So, first of all, I am using style, which is called CSS, or cascading style sheets. There used to be an old way of doing style, and they decided it was too confusing because it was putting a lot in with the text that you were writing the content. And so they developed a new way of doing style a few years back. So notice in the head I write the word style, type equals text slash CSS. Okay? So that tells me I'm going to be using CSS as my style. Actually, you can just get away with writing high style, but I prefer it this way. Then I can say, okay, that body tag, the body tag, I want all of the fonts, all of the text in there to have a color of red. So I said, for the whole body, I want a color of red. Now, how do I do that? I put the curly braces, and then I enclose on it color, which is a word, a reserved word, that means something to CSS. It means the color of the font. So I put color, and then I put a colon, and then I pick the color. And there's a gazillion colors, and I'll show you how to find them. But if you go to W3 Schools, you can find a lot of information, and we'll look at it in a minute. So I've got color red. Now notice these are green. Well, the reason they're green is I did something else to change things. But started out red. Then I said, okay, all paragraphs, P, anything with a tag of P, and again, I put it inside the curly braces. Anything with a tag of P will be aligned to the center. And the CSS word for that is text hyphen align. So I'm saying text align, and then I put a colon. And if I go to W3 Schools and look up text align, it says you can have the word center there, the word right there, the word left there. You can go either way. So I said I wanted it to be centered. Okay, so now look down here. Here's the paragraph. This is an introduction to HTML. Notice it's now centered because I told it to center it. Okay, then I said font size 2PM. Font size 2PM means double the font size. Make it bigger. So font size, font hyphen size, and then a colon. And then the way it wants me to write that is, for example, 2EM with a semicolon. Okay, we're only going into this very briefly. If you get interested in CSS, you can do a lot more. We have a whole course on this, but, you know, we're just kind of throwing out a few dribs and drabs and saying, this is how you can do some basics. So now I'm done with the paragraph, and I said the LI, anything that has an LI, I want to have a color of green. And these are the LIs, and they have a color of green. The way CSS works on the whole, and this, there's a lot of exceptions, is the thing that's closest wins. So the body, I said I wanted red, but that's a big thing. LIs, I said I wanted green, that's the small thing, it's closer to that. So it won. It became green because it's more specific. It's saying the LI should be green. That overrode the body should be red. Okay. So that turned green. Then I close style. And that is critical. HTML is very, on the browsers, it's very forgiving. But I have forgotten style a few times to close it, and it's not forgiving about that. Okay, it really reacts badly to that. So be sure to close the style. Okay, we've got a few minutes. What I want you to do is take the page that you're working on and add a little style to it. Okay? And so you can do what I did, or you can go over. The place I told you that would be helpful on this is W3 Schools.
And if I go to W3 schools, W3schools.com, they have an article about HTML, and they're putting in something you can try, which is an H1, which is a header. Okay, so they're putting in an H1. And then they have a CSS example, and they said something you could try, background color of light blue. So they put a background color in there. So those are two things you could try. W3 Schools is great because it gives you this try it yourself, and you can go and click on that, and it lets you experiment and try things. And it really is a really excellent resource. So try adding a little bit of style into yours and see how that goes. And as I said, if you're confused about this, ask questions. I'll be here at 2 o'clock, but you can also just kind of play with it at home a little bit and see what you can get it to do. How do you what? Okay, go back to the code, you mean?
Yeah.
I think you saved it, and so you can open it in Notepad. Is it then? Yeah, go to Notepad and then. Okay, so click on Notepad, and that brings it up, and then do a file open. And go to your N drive, set file open, and then go to your N drive. There it is. Oh, you gotta change this to all files. And there it is. Is anybody having trouble? I really would suggest that you bring a flash drive because that gives you the portability to home.
Yeah.
drive is available when you come back to class, but it's not working. It's over here, isn't it?
Just trying to...
I was over here playing with this this morning because we got to move these underneath. I want to move the two USBs.
Oh,
alright.
Essentially, I'm done. I just want you to finish it, so you're welcome to go at any point.
Thank you very much.
So, since this is being used, we will find another room that's empty in the future. But for now, I thought it was free, and it's not.
Where would we save these so that we could go?
On the end drive.
On the end drive?
Yes. Okay. So if you look down, it actually has your name on it.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Did you say we have access to the end drive at home?
No.
No, we don't.
That's why I suggest you bring a flash drive for
the future.
Yeah, let's go back.
I don't care, but that one's a little bit fuller.
Okay, if there is room, room.
If there's room,
all you need is one computer, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Just
you can use different computers.
No, no, I'm saying I would love to be in class.
Okay.
I'm working. I remember you helped me a lot when I was signing up.
Okay.
And
no, the 11 o'clock is fine.
I want to meet all the professors. That's why I'm coming to you, and 50 minutes is a New Bedford.
So okay.
I'm flying out to New Bedford, okay. You know. That one has no option like you do. That's the must. I have to be on that one. Networking,
you know. But 11 o'clock is fine.
So I'm thinking in my head, you know, like if I'm doing 11 to something,
right.
I don't have to kill myself now. 10 minutes.
And, you know, there, usually you know. Somebody doesn't come, so there's usually a seat available.
Yeah. Just because of that, you know, if I'm already losing at work, I'm losing at work. You know.
Okay, and after a few weeks, there'll definitely be a seat. But it's just at the beginning sometimes
you're
now.
Tough.
Nah.
Actually, my IT guy in work, it's not my personal, where I work.
Yeah.
He finished, he's older than, he's 49, 50, doesn't look like that. He finished Roger Williams in 1999. He says, ask her, does she remember me? He loves you. I was like, oh boy, you know. Like,
what's so, name? His name?
He's Paul Pacheco.
Yes, I actually do remember him.
Yeah, I think there was a reason why would he say, ask her, does she remember? She would remember probably.
Yeah.
He graduated from Roger Williams. He's now IT guy. He worked in a good company in Rhode Island.
Okay.
But he's now working there. Where I work, same place.
Well, tell him to send me an email. Because you got my email.
Sure, I told him, you know, and he remembers, I think, Aruda.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He says, well, they're all still there. I said, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
In fact, she helped me a lot. Like, you know, right. Helped me a lot.
No, tell him to send me an email.
You do.
Because I look for people that have graduated that you, to be mentors to the incoming class. And so I'd love to have him.
He's back very, I mean,
send me, tell him to send me an email, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And see you.
Okay, so it might be, oh, listen, what else? Oh, quotation. Right there.
The double
ones? Yep, double quotes.
By the way.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is
just
refresh
it and then try to sign it. Oh, we're gonna go back to it first. Let's just go to file. Let's reopen it. We have to reopen it because you have the HTML up.